Are you ready? Let's kick out the jam. Yeah. Kick. 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 Kick out the jam. Let's have some breakfast for our minds. Dig in.
Yesterday to rush and never waste the day. Now I'm convinced the whole day long that all I
things are true that I forget. But no one taught that to me yet.
See it through.
could be,
if I could be
wasting my time with you. So if I'm inside your head, don't believe what you might have read. You'll see what I might have said.
Someone else be who I have stayed into things I could.
I can't talk my talk with you. Nothing's ever soaking through the filter that surrounds your thoughts and holds out lessons left untaught. I can't talk my talk with you. Nothing's ever soaking through the filter that surrounds out lessons left untaught. I can't talk my talk with you. Soaking through the filter that surrounds your thoughts and holds out lessons left untaught. I can't sing my song with you. Nothing's ever soaking through the filter that surrounds your thoughts and holds out lessons left untaught. I can't sing my song.
Just below all the churning and froth, swim to the light source, or fly like a moth. So toss away stuff you don't need in the end, but keep what's important and know who's your friend. So I ask you, invite a new game of cats. Absorbed in the clouds, a voice from afar said, with the right device you can make a pattern grow, or you can tune up your car. So we stayed on the train admiring the time as the lights of the city drew near. We drank a little wine. They were blurry and green, outer space in between, with a depth and a form.
up on the tracks, in the rugs that had covered up the bridge. From the banks of a river to the bed of a valley upstream to the place where you live. On the lantern cast back the sight of a drive-in movie we drove by below. We saw where we'd been in the pictures within, projecting all the places we would go. So we followed the scene and flowed up your steps to a smooth wooden floor in a trance. Train whistle melody wove through the trees and in through the door to signal the turns of a dance. Screams alone above the square. Whoa, sing softly above the trees where Billy breeds. We float upon the air. Whoa, seems in broken dreams to sleep beside the stairs.
Much ado is all I see, and I feel like it's surrounding me. The crowd intrudes all day till I'm finally swept away. I'm finally swept away. Swept away. I'm finally swept away. I'm finally swept away. I'm finally swept away. Finally swept away.
Yeah. Children in the fields all sowing seed and chaffing wheat. Oh, to be Prince Caspian with stumps instead of feet.
Oh, oh yeah. Oh, oh yeah. Take that. And let it. Here we go. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh, oh yeah. Ah. 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 Yeah. Sure thing. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Feeling cool. Better. Oh, oh yeah. Yeah. So, so good. Uh-huh. Feeling good. Feeling better. Oh. 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 Fish. Fish.
What?
what?
Say what?
I told you guys to stop squatting.
Radio. High enough? Never.
High enough?
Never.
High enough?
Never.
High enough?
Never.
High enough?
Never. Never. Never.
Say what? Say what? Say what?
Fish, Billy Breeze, 1996. Free. Character Zero. Waste, Taste, Cars, Trucks, Buses, Talk. Theme from the Bottom. Train Song. Bliss. Billy Breeze, sweat. Away, deep, puts a Caspian, yeah, scoop of time, kids, radio free Cambridge, 106.1 FM. You're listening to the Within's Within scenes from the psychedelic revolution. Sulo Narcos. I'd like to say a loving brotherly hello to Radio Free Plainville. It just started out broadcasting. Down in lovely Plainville, Connecticut. It's not reaching much more than around the block right now, but I know the dude who runs the place. He's got plans. School of time, kids. I'm gonna learn you something. From the book LSD, the consciousness expanding drug, edited by David Solomon. From the essay, The Hallucinogens, The Reporter's Objective View by Dan Wakefield. Picking up from last week. Exiled from academia, Leary and Alpert have devoted their efforts to their new internal freedom federation, which now has 3,000 members and offices in Boston, New York, and Los Angeles. The official IFIF position, unlike that of most other investigators of hallucinogens, is that the drugs are, quote, basically educational rather than medical instruments. End of quote. The Federation states that its basic purpose is to work to increase the individual's knowledge and control of his own nervous system. It believes that everyone who wants to have an experience with the psychedelic drugs should be able to do so. Dr. Walter M. Presnell, psychiatrist who had participated in some of the psilocybin studies with Leary and Alpert, has resigned from IFIF, citing among his reasons for leaving the organization his belief that subjects should be screened for mental and physical ailments before being allowed to take the drug. IFIF Executive Secretary Frank Ferguson, who gave up his graduate work in anthropology to devote full time to the Federation, elaborated on IFIF's goals by explaining that Eastern mystics had been able to gain control over their nervous systems after 20 or 30 years of discipline, but that, quote, now with hallucinogens, there's no reason why we all can't be taught these Eastern skills in a matter of weeks. End of quote. The long and arduous meditation of the mystics is not required for what Leary has described as drug-induced satori, the state of inner perception achieved in Zen Buddhism. This promise is, of course, tremendously appealing, and as Brandeis psychologist David F. Ricks commented in the Harvard Review, quote, people who have taken the drugs have hoped to find a quick and easy way to reach the kinds of inner experience that have been in the past only available to those who are willing to undergo the pain and work of falling in love, fasting and meditating, or learning to recall dreams and pre-associate to them. The partisans of IFIF believe that, as Ferguson put it, quote, in asking Tim and Dick to stop their research in psilocybin, Harvard was in effect asking them to stop experimenting with something as historically important as the wheel. And the Federation followers have done their best to keep such experimentation alive, even by carrying the research into their daily lives. In the fall of 1962, some of the organization's leaders began a utopian living experiment that might best be described as a transcendental boarding house in Newton, Massachusetts. IFIF also had sponsored a larger experiment in chemical utopianism at the Hotel Catalina in Mexico in the summer of 1962 with 35 adults and 9 children carried on a program of study, retreat, recreation, and experimentation in the expansion of consciousness. But the Federation's plans to carry on a year-round program there as an experiment in transpersonative communal living were stymied last summer when lurid reports in the Mexican press led to the expulsion of the LSD colonists on the technical grounds of their having engaged in unauthorized activities while visiting the country on tourist visas. Several of the IFIF leaders went afterward on a reconnaissance mission in the Caribbean to find a permanent home for their activities, and after failing to make satisfactory arrangements for the program on the British West Indian islands of Antigua and Dominique, they finally negotiated for eventual settlement on what Leary said was an uninhabited island in the Caribbean, where we will set up facilities for 60 people beginning in January of 1964. Before their expulsion last summer from Mexico, Leary pharmacologist Ralph Metzner and his wife had led psychedelic experiments with a group that included a stockbroker, banker, teacher, secretary, rabbi, pharmacist, editor, psychologist, actress, and psychiatrist. The psychiatrist participating in the program, Dr. J.J. Downing, who has treated alcoholics at the San Mateo, California General Hospital with LSD therapy, later evaluated the IFIF program in Mexico by saying that, quote, the atmosphere was highly unusual. People accepted one another without suspicion or anxiety. They seemed very open, very relaxed. 6 weeks is too short a period to measure any results. It must be regarded as a ruined experiment. My own view is that Leary and Elbert have developed techniques of potential value, but I do not agree with them that LSD should be available to all who want it. It is a potent, potentially dangerous drug and should be used on an experimental basis only by qualified researchers. End of quote. The question of who are qualified researchers has become increasingly controversial. The charges have been leveled at Leary and Elbert that their own use of the drugs has destroyed their objectivity as scientists. Dr. David C. McClelland, chairman of the Center for Research and Personality and the man who brought Leary and Elbert to Harvard, has said that the more they took the drug, the less they were interested in science. The Archives of General Psychiatry editorial warning against the dangers of the drugs noted that some researchers who have become enamored with their mystical hallucinatory state eventually in their mystique became disqualified as competent investigators. On the other hand, mushroom expert Gordon Wasson has pointed out that such charges against investigators who have taken the drug lead to the dilemma that we are all divided into two classes, those who have taken the mushroom and are disqualified by our subjective experience, and those who have not taken the mushroom and are disqualified by their total ignorance of the subject. Timothy Leary feels that the investigator's taking of the drug is in fact essential to a true understanding of the experience. We are engaged in what is called a transactional research design, he said. The researcher sees himself as part of the transaction and is an active learner in the experiment. Most American psychology today is only a description of what the researcher sees. It is only the report of the researcher's experience in observing the subject, rather than what the subject is really experiencing. The subject-object method of research is inadequate for studies of human consciousness. Leary feels that people who take psychedelic drugs should take with them a trained guide, but that the guide does not necessarily have to be an MD. He says people who conduct psychedelic sessions have to be trained, just as an airplane pilot has to be trained. But you don't need an MD to fly an airplane or to conduct a psychedelic session. One of the aims of the IFIF is to train such guides for dispensing the drugs, and Leary has prepared one of a series of training manuals for the experience. The manual explains that the guide is the ground control in LaGuardia Tower, always there to receive messages and queries from high-flying aircraft. Always ready to help them navigate their course, help them reach their destination. The pilots have their own flight plan, their own goals. And ground control is there, ever waiting to be of service. Leary admits that not all psychedelic flights end happily, but he feels that even a bad experience can be beneficial. He explains that sometimes people having a bad experience get frantic and want to go to a hospital. We've had some people in New York go to Bellevue. What happens then depends on how the doctors treat the patient. If he feels himself to be psychotic and is treated as a psychotic, he may continue that way. But now most of the hospitals in major cities, at least in New York, Boston, and San Francisco, have had enough experience with people coming in under psychedelics to know how to treat them, give them some tranquilizers, and dismiss them the next day. Leary feels that the training manuals IFIF is preparing will help the psychedelic guides prevent such hellish experiences or to draw the subject out of them. While working to perfect these manuals for hallucinatory flights and voyages, however, IFIF is at least temporarily prevented from sending people off on them. Leary explained that the organization plans to apply for permission from the Food and Drug Administration to obtain drugs for use in their research, but the extensive application will not be ready for filing before the end of this year. At the present time, Leary said of this past summer, we are purely an educational organization. In the meantime, IFIF is gathering recruits. Leary believes the psychedelic drugs offer the best road to happiness, and he is anxious to put more people on the road. Whether or not techniques will be perfected to guide people into the desired state of consciousness under the drugs, at the present imperfect stage of experimentation, the experience may lead to neither heaven nor hell, but only a purgatorial state of little or no reaction at all.
Dr. Robert DeRupp has observed that the people who are unaffected by mescaline are not, as might be assumed from some reports, degraded types, whose doors of perception are so hopelessly muddled that even the cleansing action of mescaline makes no impression on the encrusting grime. Yet just as much of Western society is likely to regard experimenters with any kind of drug as dope fiends, the hip vanguard is equally likely to look down on all those who don't attain the artificial paradise as lacking in spiritual and intellectual endowments. Timothy Leary observed in one of his reports on the prisoners who took the drug that a cult-like closeness and trust often developed. The cult of hallucinogenic experience has grown steadily over the past decade, especially among Beats hipsters and assorted intellectual circles. Just as the teenage gang kid may be tempted to move on to heroin for a bigger hit than marijuana, the intellectual pot smokers have to try to journey further out with mescaline, mushrooms, or LSD. For some of these people, the hallucinogens have become a standard part of the paraphernalia of the good life. Village Voice columnist John Wilcock set forth the current components of that avant-garde version of the American dream recently when he wrote that the year since I left the New York Times has been one of travel, freedom, writing, parties, girls, and discovery or rediscovery of jazz, Henry Miller, and such interesting things as mescaline, peyote, and psilocybin. A life in short of enjoyment and involvement, almost pure hedonism. But however negatively the hedonist appeal of hallucinogens may be viewed, their non-medical use in America today does not justify the fears of Weir Mitchell when he predicted in 1898 a perilous reign of the mescal habit when this agent becomes attainable. The current popular interest in hallucinatory drugs has more the proportions of a fad than a perilous reign. And the anthropologist J.S. Slotkin was probably right when he said, I do not think that most middle-class Americans would be interested in the effects of peyote. I'll be reading more from this essay next week. Written in 1964. Just as the psychedelic revolution was clearing the atmosphere. Altitude rising. But I think it helps to go back and see what different thinkers are thinking on the other side of the revolution. I think it helps. But now let's go into the heart of the revolution itself. The heart of it. Ladies and gentlemen, live on stage, The Doors!
lions in the street and roaming, dogs in heat, rabid, foaming, a beast caged in the heart of a city. The body of his mother rotting in the summer ground, he fled the town, went down south and crossed the border, left the chaos and disorder back there over his shoulder. One morning he awoke in a green hotel with a strange creature groaning beside him. Sweat oozed from its shiny skin. Is everybody in? The ceremony is about to begin.
Wake up! You can't remember where it was. Had this dream stopped? The snake was pale gold, glazed and shrunken. We were afraid to touch it. The sheets were hot, dead prison. And she was beside me. Old, she's numb, young. Her dark red hair, the white soft skin. Now, run to the mirror in the bathroom. Look, she's coming in here. I can't live through each slow century of her moving. I let my cheeks slide down the cool, smooth tile. Feel the good, cold, stinging blood. The smooth. Once I had a little game, I like to crawl back in my brain. I think you know the game I mean. I mean the game called Go Insane. Now you should try this little game. Just close your eyes, forget your name. Forget the world, forget the people, and we'll erect a different steeple. This little game is fun to do. Just close your eyes, no way to lose. And I'm right here, I'm going to release control. We're breaking through.
Each house beast car locked in against morning. All now sleeping, run silent, mirrors vacant, dust blind under the beds of lawful couples, wound in sheets and daughters, smug with semen, eyes in their nipples. Don't stop to speak or look around. Your gloves and fan are on the ground. We're getting out of town. We're going on the run. And you're the one I want to come. To touch the earth, not to see the sun, nothing left to do but run, 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 let's run, let's run. House upon the hill, moon is lying still, shadows of the trees witnessing the wild breeze. Come on, baby.
Came down.
of the kingdom, I can tell you the things that you know. Listening for a fistful of silence, climbing valleys into the shade. For 7 years I dwelt in the loose palace of exile, playing strange games with the girls of the island. Now I have come again to the land of the fair and the strong and the wise. Brothers and sisters of the pale forest, children of night, who among you will run with the hunt? Now night arrives with her purple legion. Retire now to your tents and to your dreams. Tomorrow we enter the town of my birth. I want to be ready.
Light another cigarette. Downstairs and attend the Rock Fest free of charge. See the head shops, the light show, and take the trip. No charge at all. Just go down here as you walk out the door, go down the escalators. So we'll see you all downstairs. Thank you very much.
thank you. That was so fine. Jim Morrison and the Doors, absolutely live. Ow. All right. Continues on. Older, younger. A walk through crowds more mystical, more harmful. Night again. Old pennies. Press of history and time. Press of the invisible. One continues on. Light is God. Light is electricity. Light of dawn. Emptiness. Funeral lights. Funhouse. Older, younger. One continues on. The freaks will never own the world, but they make it go like Big Daddy, IBM and LSD. There never was a here or anywhere else. But the world goes by silicon and drum skin and pulse, rhythm and molecules, fucking and greed. But the freaks will never own the world with their laughter and goofiness. God, the elusive trickster within. Further out, the family tightens tendrils again. Warp your mind a little, you'll see. The stars are all inside your head. Warp your mind a little, you'll see. Chase down that freak within, the one squatting in your dreams, jury-rigging your arrows to your weakness for salt. Warp your mind a little. Come with me. Here, take this. Maybe one ceases. Still older, still younger. The world is patched together, perfect. Seems hidden, lines straight, but still that dreamless morning holds. And pressing ghouls, and is the universe living in you instead? A siren, a whimper. Perhaps the scientist calling again. Or that preacher. Making babies with spit and disbelief. Just go. No page or tune will give you your truth. Just go. It's over. Continue. Fuck off. Maybe we should smoke something. Call up a party, tape the windows. The buzz will be a bird again tonight. The freaks will never own the world. But at least a while to forget to fall. And perhaps the rebel moments will appear again. Come dawn. Chase down that freak within. Listen. Still one continues. Older. Younger. Flat danger in every new moment, a comment on old. Arriving becomes fading. Loneliness seen as time's revenge. Time an old crone, burnt out belly, a false consensus. Older, younger. One continues. The pen now, not a god. Now, the pen now, a god, not a girl. The invisible now named. Hookah. Falseness, falseness, falseness. Truth. The prophet described the cosmos as gooey and most high. Laughter. IBM started a fist fight with LSD. The light denounced itself as heretical. Left with no blood, the night dulled. The prophet began jamming, handed out cigarettes, the funny kind. Get gooey, get high.
The princess came in groups wearing rags and bangles, wearing a relaxed purity, selecting glass, becoming vessel, smiling, making the choice. The choice between sadness and sparkles, I keep wanting to select both. Remorse keeps the soul rough and red, but hope burns beside the lonely's bed at night. Someone keeps yelling. God is completely inside your head. The universe is a flu. You're sweating language and skin. One moves gently through shifting faces, smiling. It never seems to change, but the movie continues still. There's no stillness. I don't believe in stillness anymore. The belief in stillness kills. I'll sell you a rant on this tonight. After the show, I can't stay. The faces are moving me. Cops screeching. Move indoors, light the candles, even the bum one shines tonight. Change the landscape till it's your body tonight. Pose for me in your skirt and fish sweater. Nude, smiling like always, pose for me, not a person. I must think you angle, curve, light, vessel, moon. Now take it off, all your clothes. Where are the words tonight for my fingers tapping your duo of lips? One pair giggling and licking. The other inhaling and jittering. You know. Yes, older and younger vessel. LSD and IBM. You know. I'm real, you don't have to invent me. Look at me. You know. I'm cold, when do I walk on? You know. How many more synonyms before you stop for the night? What's a girl gotta do to get laid by you? You know. I don't anymore. Ceasing explaining, ceasing understanding. You look just like I remember. You exactly resemble yourself tonight. Hold it, right there. I was wrong. Stillness is possible. Don't move. Don't continue. If language can't save this, I'll try formulas. Keep still, please. I'm almost ready to begin. She moved more deeply beneath me and said, "You're already home. Remember that. You can move or keep still. Remember, you're already home now. Get back to work. Know how to love with me thyself. Know. Be still or move. Dance. Dance. There is nothing that doesn't. Nothing that does. Home inside it, always inside of me. Always home outside it, always is. Nothing doesn't. Nothing does. Always." Sometimes mind control, life seems unreal, he continued. I watched her. Broken faces, lost dreams, never before, he continued. I didn't care, she wouldn't stop with the Santa Claus hat and the pink jinglings. Have I felt this? He croaked. I am sliding down her, a torrent of white mud and sweat. Free! 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 He fell. I pulled her into me out of the way. The shifting faces crowd till airless, but laughter, I can't stop now. Ribbons press ribbons, nothing other anymore. I receive her talking lips, moving through crowding face. She straddles my face, drags her maiden hair. Ever. More. Damply. Down. My face. I receive her talking lips. Cause them. Tremor and still. Don't know your name, Samantha, Hannah, Shannon, Laura, Kelly, Carolyn, Jennifer, Donna, Barbara, Lisa, Annette. I don't know your name, Becca, Eurydice, Brandon, Kathleen, Kristen, Samantha, Rebecca, Eurydice, Suzanne, Valadin, Mary Mew, Samantha, Rebecca, Samantha, Rebecca, Samantha, 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 Samantha. When you say yes, never will not descend again. When you fly, I'm coming, coming, I'm coming, coming, I'm coming. Okay. Coda to the show.
Was it the hope? Was it despair? Or maybe the girl with the bubblegum hair? Or maybe the opium, the acid, or hash? I smoked it all tonight. Nothing left in my stash. But a troubled mind. Troubled prick. Faith in nothing. Faith in everything. Remember, she said, you're young. You're young. Remember, she said, you're already home. That's it, kids. I'm gonna leave you with a little live, dangerous, and delightful Rolling Stones music. Peace and love from Soulard. I'll be back again to try next week.
The one you never see before. I'm signed and I went so fast. Just a knife sharpened, chip and toe.